Also coming up on the sports calendar, one of the highlights of the year, and certainly one of the great signs of spring, now going on its 51st year, the Kanduskeg Extreme Canoe Race coming up this Saturday. And here to talk all about it, our friend Tim Bowdy from the Bangor Parks and Recreation Department. Hello, Mr. Bowdy.
How are you today?
I'm well. Shocked to find out that the Kanduskeg Extreme Canoe Race is only a little bit older than you.
Just barely, which limits it, really. Not many things are older.
Well, no, not that are still standing, much like yourself. So here we are. It's a crazy week for you and everybody at Bangor Parks and Rec, but also a whole lot of fun as well. Well, let's talk first about conditions. Can we get this today on Saturday? Could you make that work out?
I've been trying to dial it up as best I can, but right now it's looking probably high 50s, maybe into the low 60s, and hopefully no rain or sprinkles until later in the day.
I'm good with that. I've had years out there standing around at the Mystic Tide Grange with the snow falling around me. So 50s are fine, thank you.
And the way this season's gone so far, we'll take that all the way. And the nice weather leading up to it obviously will help our registrations and everybody looking forward to the race on Saturday.
And we were talking about the water levels, and you were saying before we came on that they can change pretty dramatically in a day or so, but looking pretty good out there right now.
Everything's going to be looking really good. Obviously, we've had years with real low water and real high water. I don't see either extreme being a problem this year.
And registration is going on right now for those who want to pre-register. And can they save a little money by doing that?
Yep. If they do it before 1 o'clock on Friday, it's $25 per person in the boat. However, if it's after that or on race day, it jumps to $50 a person in each of the boats.
All right. And so how are early numbers looking like you're going to have a good turnout?
Right now, early numbers have us about 250 boats right now and probably around 400 people. We're right about where we usually are. The next two or three days are when we really start getting the big numbers, and especially the weather the way it is. Right. This will really get just the average boater out, not just the racers.
And so for anybody who hasn't been, did you just move here? Where have you been? The whole thing gets underway out at the Mystic Tide Grange with the big breakfast, a great breakfast in the morning. That's a huge fundraiser for them. And then the event itself will kick off at 8:30 in the morning.
8:30, first boats take off. We send out 5 boats every minute until they're all gone and heading downtown.
And a lot of the favorites are back. You were saying Gumby returns for another year.
Gumby is all signed up. Zip Kellogg, obviously, who everybody knows, in his white suit, standing through 6 Mile Falls, and Trevor McLean will be on board again, I'm sure.
Well, it's going to be a whole lot of fun, and it's a great event. How much? You couldn't calculate the man hours that you put into getting ready for this, but how many people will you have out there working under your auspices as part of the event?
We'll probably have at the Grange first thing in the morning, 10, 12 of us at least. But the amount of time this week and obviously over the last year even leading up to it is big. And that doesn't count the safety crews, the rescue crews, the radio, Pine Tree Radio is out and about doing things, Bangor Police Fun Fire. There's so many people involved that it's just, I can't even count.
Of course, there are other races on the docket, the Sowie and the Passy and all of them, but there's something special about this one. What do you think it is about this Kanduskeg Extreme race that sets it apart from the others?
It's a little bit longer race. And it's just, I think, because of the number of years it's been around. Whitewater, from what people have told me who've run it, the whitewater is a little different. A lot of flat water, so a lot of people feel comfortable doing it, I think, even with the whitewater. I mean, with the flat water. And then 6 Mile Falls, I think, actually comes into play. They know the number of people that'll be sitting there watching them as they come through.
Well, yeah, and you get that great combination, too, of the really skilled people like the Trevor McLeans of the world and the Robert Langs in past years, but also the recreational folks who just want to go out and test their mettle and enjoy the weather.
Exactly. You have the people every day, you know, you ask them what kind of boat they're in, and we get the answer, a canoe.
Tim Bowdy, Bangor Parks and Recreation, with us here on Downtown. And for River Vultures, any changes this year in best places to go or places to avoid, traffic considerations to keep in mind?
The best place still 6 Mile Falls. It's well done out there. The gentleman whose lawn we use, we took care of some stuff for him last year, so the people come out and about. That's the best place. It's the best white water. We obviously have them all the way down the river watching, but that tends to be the place people want to be. And then obviously the finish line as races are starting to finish.
Absolutely. Well, it'll be so much fun. As always, a great weather. It sounds like, will you, you'll be running around like a chicken with your head cut off out there.
It'll be crazy. It'll be Friday night. It'll be 11 or 12 o'clock at home and then back out to Kanduskeg by 5 in the morning to get rocking and rolling again.
Excellent. And so if people want to call in, can they register by phone, or does it have to be in person?
They'd be in person, or they can go to BangorParksandRec.com, and they can register and pay right online. Or they can come into the office at 647 Main Street, and we can take care of them there.
So now you mentioned a canoes, and we'll have canoes, and we'll have kayaks. Any other type of craft than that? Any homemade rigs that we might see?
Haven't seen any homemade yet. We have a couple of people doing the stand-up paddle boards. We've had that over the last couple of years.
Yep.
And
the war canoe, is that back?
We have a couple war canoes. The Maybes are in it again, who yep. always do it. We're boat number one. And we did have a couple of people that are doing some rafts this year, two-person rafts, which will go into our open class, which in spots will be interesting, especially depending on water level.
Mm. And you know, it's fun, too. You know, you mentioned the Maybes and just some of the great names, the people that are back in there every year and are such a part of the tradition of this event.
I absolutely love standing there at the counter and the people that I only see once a year. We had a gentleman a couple of years ago come up and tell us the night before the race. He was having a pretty good time, woke up for the race the next morning in Vermont. So that's one of my favorite stories of all time of anybody part of the race ever.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good race.
That
right
is.
There. You know you've had a heck of a weekend in Bangor. Actually, that's not you, right?
No.
Just checking. Tim Bowdy, Bangor Parks and Recreation. Tim, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Have a great time this weekend, and we'll look forward to watching it from wherever you are along the route, getting underway at 8:30 Saturday morning out in Kenduskeg.